Hey, it's Jack Yelmer from the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, and this is show number 163. And today we're going to talk about the Witness Protection Program. Yes, if you've sponsored anyone into network marketing, well, maybe not. Maybe you haven't had this, but if you've sponsored more than probably five people, you've most likely run into that situation where you sign somebody up, they seem all excited, and then boom, they vaporize. They just disappear completely. We like to call that the Witness Protection Program. So on today's show, I'm going to talk about why that happens, what you can do about it, and what the future may look like with that. So stay tuned. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Yelmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, out there in radio, internet radio land. It's Jack Yelmer, and I'm thrilled to be spending some time here with you today, as always. Don't know when you're listening to this. Don't know if it's on broadcast Thursday, or wait, maybe you're listening to it much, much later, whenever. I'm just happy to have you here. As always, I love to know what you're doing. Send me a tweet, at Jack Yelmer. Let me know where you are in the world, what value you take from today's show, and what you're doing while you're listening, because I love it. You know, I have moms who've tweeted about, you know, the kids, they put the kids in the bathtub, and then they turn on the podcast with one earbud in their ear as they sit there and play. But believe me, I can relate to all those multitasking stories, and I love every one of them. So please be sure to share with me. So yes, my coaching program is open, and you're going to see some more coaching programs come along. I'm going to be doing some group coaching for moms specifically, probably a summer school kind of thing. Moms go to work at home. Moms go to summer school. Stay home. Moms go to summer school. Really just to kind of help you sharpen the saw and develop some skills over the summer that will propel you into peak sponsoring season, which is, of course, we're moving out of it for this phase, although your business shouldn't stop during the summer. But definitely when school starts back up, we go into very peak sponsoring season. And so I'll be doing some group coaching to get you up to speed on that, as well as social media savvy. I'm going to be doing a local event here in my Ventura area, as well as a web-based one. So stay tuned for those. You can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach. And there's a form on there you can fill out too. If you're interested in any of those and want to make sure that I get the details to you, just go over to streetsmartwealth.com/coach and fill out that form. Okay. My Inner Circle coaching program is open, where I teach you everything I know about how to recruit and sponsor on social media. I've sponsored over 1800 people into a business in the last 15 years. I did it with no computer knowledge when I started. You can too. Okay, so let's get into today's topic, because I love it, which is, what do you do when you sign someone up and they go into hiding? They go into what we call the Witness Protection Program. It's kind of funny. I have been thinking about this topic, but then today, just earlier, I was at a networking luncheon here in Ventura, California. I go to a specific once a month women's networking luncheon, and it was great because I finally met someone who I've been friends with on Facebook for a while. She's in a direct sales party plan company. And she's just kind of frustrated because she's built a team. She's got over 1,000 people on her team, and nobody seems to be doing anything. Most of us can relate. Not everybody can relate to having 1,000 people on your team, but we all know what it's like to have those dips in production and that type thing. And sometimes people come in, they get excited, and then they leave for whatever reason. But we chatted about that. And unfortunately, it's, you know, taken her income. It's cut her income by, you know, 4/5 of what it was. It's only 20% right now of what it was, because she lost her pay title. So that's always a bummer, but that's a whole nother story. But we were just chatting about, you know, what do you do? How do you deal with that? What are you supposed to do? So I thought, man, this is a sign that I need to talk about the Network Marketing Direct Sales Party Plan Witness Protection Program. And most of us have had this happen. We sign somebody up, they're all excited, they share their why with us, they seem so committed, and then they just vaporize, they disappear. You know, we can't seem to get them to return a phone call, a text, or they become very vague, they unfriend us on Facebook. You know, a lot of different things happen. And it happens to everybody who is in this profession for any length of time. I promise you that. It's happened to me before, it happens to me regularly. And what I finally learned is that it really isn't about me. When it comes down to it, it wasn't about me that they signed up, right? It was about them and something that they wanted. And assuming that I didn't do anything wrong, meaning I got them started correctly and did my job, the fact that they've dropped out of the program has literally nothing to do with me. So the first thing I want to assure you is that it's not you. The second thing is, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with your business or company. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with network marketing or direct sales. It just means that for whatever reason, right now, even though they may have thought at the time that the timing was going to be perfect, it's not. So what do you do in this case? Well, first of all, don't chase people. That's the worst thing you can do. You know, we think, oh, well, maybe they didn't get my message, so I'll call again. Oh, maybe they didn't get my message, so I'll call again. And we keep hounding them. We Facebook message them. We text them. We do all these different things. Remember this. Your job consists of a few things. You share an opportunity with people. You express your commitment and your excitement. They make a decision to get involved. Your job after that is to get them started properly. Okay, so assuming you're getting them started properly, whatever that means in your company, okay? And even that really isn't that important, because somebody who has a big why and sees the vision, they're going to get started with or without you. They're going to go onto the company site. They're going to go Googling it. They're going to find YouTube videos. They're going to find the answers that they need to launch and work their business. How do I know? Because it happens all the time. All the people who've ever become leaders in my organization were going to do it with or without me. So the fact that I have provided good training, I do provide good support and tools, and I make sure that I'm there and I'm very committed to my organization, and you know, their success is the most important thing to me. Even though I do provide all that, if I didn't, it wouldn't matter, because the people are going to build it and are going to work it. They're going to do it regardless. These are the people that never place blame either. Even if their sponsor quits, they don't sit around complaining or say, oh, I didn't get any help from my sponsor or whatever. They just keep going. And they know that their very best sponsor is staring them right in the mirror. Donna Johnson actually shared that at the ANMP, Association of Network Marketing Professionals event this past May, 2015. In Dallas, Texas. But that's what she said. Don't worry if your sponsor quits. Your best sponsor is staring you right in the face when you look in the mirror. And that's so true. So your job is to get them started right, to train them, to point them what they need to do to get started, to support them, especially in those early days and early weeks and even early months, and then reach out to them a little bit to make sure they have what they need. Now, what does that reach out mean? I will tell you, for me, I reach out to somebody 3 times, okay? I will bat the tennis ball back and forth 3 times. And I will do it 3 times even if I keep hitting it across and nobody returns it. So 3 times I'll reach out to them. And after the 3rd time, if they don't respond back or make any movement, well, they're in my group autoresponder. They're in my group training. They're in my group Facebook. So until they opt out of those things, they're going to still continue to hear from me with what I have going on, with what I share and how I support my entire team with, you know, coaching calls and hangouts and different things that we do for the team. But I'm not going to personally continue to bug them. And usually on that 3rd time, I will say to them either in a phone message or a Facebook message or a text message, because most of the time they're not picking up when I am trying to reach out to them. I'll just say, you know, hey, it seems like you're really busy and I get that. The last thing I want to do is bug you. The last thing I want to do is be a boss to anybody. I have a hard enough time being a boss to myself. So I'll leave the ball in your court. You know how to reach me. I'm here. I'm committed. I'm willing to work with you when the time's right for you. You just let me know. And then that's it. And I move on and I, you know, shake my feet off and blow the dust off and I keep on keeping on, because that's what we do in this business. People are going to come and people are going to go, and you and I don't determine when that's going to be. Our job is to lead, okay? I make sure I'm still in the game and they can see me still in the game, whether they see me on Facebook, on Instagram, through my email support, whatever it is. They know that I'm still in the game and I make sure that they see that. So be a leader yourself. Stay leading regardless. And whatever you do, don't let one or two people's decisions sum it all up for you. That kind of goes back to what I said in terms of, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with network marketing or direct sales. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with your company or your product line or any of that. Don't let another person's decision make you or provoke you to make a decision that's not really the direction that you want to go. Okay? People have issues. People have timing situations. People have all kinds of stuff, and we don't control that. So you want to be the one who's different. You want to be the one who gets out there every day and who keeps on keeping on. You keep going, okay? And get out there, you know, one more time. Keep pushing on. You just move on out there and keep on going, because it's important that you do that. The lifeblood of any direct sales business is in the new team members, because there are a couple types of people. There are the people that come into your business and they're going to do it with or without you. They get off to a solid start. They get going. They may call on you a little bit. You may become really good friends and team up and do a lot of stuff, but you may not hear from them a whole lot as they're out there busy doing what they need to do and building what they need to build. Okay. So there's those people. Then there are those people who come in, who drop off into the witness protection program, and we don't ever hear from them again, or at least we don't hear from them for a long time. Can't worry about those. And then there are those people who come in, they're casual users of the product, they refer a few people, they like the camaraderie and the team environment, and we love those people too, because they become ambassadors for what we do, okay? So there's basically those three type of people who come into your business, and you don't determine what anybody's going to be, which of those three that they're going to be. So you have to keep out there bringing new blood into your business. You keep building, because you never know when you're going to hit on the person who the timing's right for, who's going to be a leader. And I don't know what your business situation is. Maybe you've brought in 10 people and nobody is looking like you, meaning nobody's working it as hard as you or as serious as you or any of that. You can't look down at your team and expect for them to create your success. Obviously, they play a role in it. And obviously, we all want to sponsor those people who get it and who really, you know, get going on it. And that's fantastic. But it's not always going to happen. So we want to stay in the game, in the program, continue sponsoring, continue getting people started correctly, getting them trained, being there to support them, and lead those people for whatever direction that they want to go. Now, you want to just continue to love people wherever they are. Never burn a bridge in this profession. It's not worth it, even if your best friend decides to go off and do another business. I mean, heck, I've changed companies. Chances are you've changed companies too. Many of us have. It doesn't necessarily mean anything to anybody except to you. Most of us have personal decisions around why we've done it. And as long as we change with integrity and, you know, we honor past relationships, that's fine. Just love people wherever they are and never burn a bridge. Because if you will still be that strong person there for them, you never know when they're going to come back. I've had people come back over and over again, mostly for the leadership and the training, not even so much the company, the product, or that type thing. But if you develop yourself into a leader with integrity, someone that remains a friend even after the business part of it's gone, you'll reap huge rewards. It's one thing that's always amazed me is I always find out who my true friends are, either when they leave me in a business or I leave them in a business. It always saddens me when somebody leaves me in a business and they cut me off cold turkey, like they won't respond to my texts, my Facebook messages, or anything, just to let me know how things are going. I take a true, sincere interest in people. If you decide that you find something that's a better fit for you and you leave my organization, hey, I still love you. And as long as you don't try to go through and raid my downline, I still respect you. And I wish you the best. I want you to have an ultimate experience in direct sales and network marketing. I want you to be wildly successful. Okay, that uplifts all of us in this profession. There's nothing but good that comes from that. So never burn a bridge, love people, and stay connected with them. Don't unfriend them on Facebook or stop following them on Instagram or do any of those baby kind of things that sometimes we do if we get our feelings hurt. Stay connected and stay engaged with them. Comment on what's going on. Comment on things that they're doing. I do that all the time, and it has paid off in just tremendously for me in keeping in touch with people. And people appreciate that. They appreciate it because sometimes they go away quietly, you know? Sometimes they go away quietly and they're embarrassed and they don't want to say anything to you. They don't want to tell you why they left or let you know that they quit or anything like that. But when you can stay connected with them and reach out to them and still make them feel valued as a person and not just a number in your organization, You will be absolutely amazed at what will happen for you and how your business will continue to thrive and continue to grow. And you'll develop a solid reputation, and you just might get some referrals out of the deal. You never know. So just keep your chin up. Don't go looking for people in the Witness Protection Program. I promise you, they've colored their hair purple and changed their skin tone and everything else. They don't want to be found at this point. But if you just keep it on, doing what you need to do, keep in touch with them as best you can. They will maybe resurface at some point, and they'll respect you, and you'll be friends for it. So you keep on sponsoring, keep on building your business strong. So now hopefully you know how to deal with the Witness Protection Program and when some of your team members fall into it and they disappear off your radar for quite a while or for good. You just never know. So I'd love to know if you got some value out of that. Again, send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer. Post it over on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. And I'm getting pretty busy on Instagram and having a great time. So you can follow me over there at Jackie Elmer. I do a lot of short little 15-second network marketing tip videos, share inspirational quotes. And if you want to follow along and get some ideas about visual marketing for your direct sales company, for your direct sales business on Instagram, again, it's just Jackie Elmer, JackieUlmer over there on Instagram. If you have a topic you would love to have covered or you have a question for me, you can ask it at jackieelmer.com/question. There's a little application there where you can actually leave me a voicemail and put your blog in there. Let me give a shout out to your blog and get some traffic over there to you and have you on the podcast to ask your question. That's it for today's show. Again, it's Jackie Elmer. And remember this, until next time, hesitation never cashed a check. And I wish you the very best of luck in your business. Have a great day. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Elmer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.